新课标导向创新题汇编二。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
One. What day is it today? What day is it today?
Two. How often do I take the medicine, doctor? How often do I take the medicine, doctor?
Three. Would you mind opening the window? Would you mind opening the window?
Four. Please don't take photos in the museum. Please don't take photos in the museum.
Five. Could you please show me the way, man? Could you please show me the way, man?
R. 听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面5个小题。
6. Would you like to join us for soccer practice this afternoon?
Sure. What time? How about 2:30?
Oh, I can't meet that early. Shall we make it 3:30?
Okay. See you then.
Would you like to join us for soccer practice this afternoon?
Sure. What time? How about 2:30?
Oh, I can't meet that early. Shall we make it 3:30?
Okay. See you then. Seven.
Would you go to the movies with me tonight? I've got 2 tickets.
It's very nice of you, but I'll have a birthday party.
Would you go to the movies with me tonight? I've got 2 tickets.
It's very nice of you, but I'll have a birthday party. Eight. Tom, would you like to drink tea or coffee?
Neither. Just water, please.
Tom, would you like to drink tea or coffee?
Neither. Just water, please.
Nine.
Tina, why are you late for school today?
I overslept and missed the school bus, so I had to walk to school.
Tina, why are you late for school today?
I overslept and missed the school bus, so I had to walk to school.
Ten.Is it okay to go to a movie with my friend?
Yes, but you have to finish your English homework first, my dear son.
Is it okay to go to a movie with my friend?
Yes, but you have to finish your English homework first, my dear son.
三，听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的3个小题。听对话，回答第11至13小题。
I have to go now. I need to pick up my son at the airport. Maybe we can discuss the travel plan next week.
Well, how about next Monday?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll attend a business meeting that day.
And I need to take a piano lesson next Tuesday. What about next Wednesday?
Okay, I'm free that day.
Great. I'll give you a call that morning. See you.
I have to go now. I need to pick up my son at the airport. Maybe we can discuss the travel plan next week.
Well, how about next Monday?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll attend a business meeting that day.
And I need to take a piano lesson next Tuesday. What about next Wednesday?
Okay, I'm free that day.
Great. I'll give you a call that morning. See you.
I
want to visit Ireland in July, but I only have 7 days. What are the best places to visit?
Well, Dublin is the most famous city in Ireland, and of course, it's also the most popular with tourists.
But I don't want to see lots of other tourists. What's the most beautiful city?
In my opinion, Galway is the prettiest city. It's smaller than Dublin, but it's next to the water, so there are great views.
How's the weather there?
It's cool in July, so it's okay.
What about transportation? What's the best way to travel around?
Buses are cheaper. But I think a car is better than public transportation when you are a tourist. With a car, you can stop and see lots of different places on the way.
I want to visit Ireland in July, but I only have 7 days. What are the best places to visit?
Well, Dublin is the most famous city in Ireland, and of course, it's also the most popular with tourists.
But I don't want to see lots of other tourists. What's the most beautiful city?
In my opinion, Galway is the prettiest city. It's smaller than Dublin, but it's next to the water, so there are great views.
How's the weather there?
It's cool in July, so it's okay.
What about transportation? What's the best way to travel around?
Buses are cheaper. But I think a car is better than public transportation when you are a tourist. With a car, you can stop and see lots of different places on the way.
Four. 听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to Radio Time. Here's today's school news. First, your sports news. Last week, our school held a volleyball match. Class 4, grade 9, got the first place. Congratulations. Next comes your health news. Dr. Zhao will give us a speech on how to protect ourselves while doing exercise. The speech will begin at 4 p.m. this Tuesday afternoon on the playground. Please be on time. Then comes news about after-class activities. The English Corner activity will be held in the school garden this Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a discussion about Chinese pop music. Waiting for you. Finally, a group of students from France are visiting our school this Friday morning, and they'll stay in our school for 3 weeks. They are going to have a talk with us about school life in the Art Center. Let's give them a warm welcome and hope they will have a good time in our school. That's all the time we have for the school news on Radio Time today. Thank you. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to Radio Time. Here's today's school news. First, your sports news. Last week, our school held a volleyball match. Class 4, grade 9, got the first place. Congratulations. Next comes your health news. Dr. Zhao will give us a speech on how to protect ourselves while doing exercise. The speech will begin at 4 p.m. this Tuesday afternoon on the playground. Please be on time. Then comes news about after-class activities. The English Corner activity will be held in the school garden this Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a discussion about Chinese pop music. Waiting for you. Finally, a group of students from France are visiting our school this Friday morning, and they'll stay in our school for 3 weeks. They are going to have a talk with us about school life in the Art Center. Let's give them a warm welcome and hope they will have a good time in our school. That's all the time we have for the school news on Radio Time today. Thank you.
五，听短文填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容。
I still remember school trip day and sports day in middle school. Both of them were popular among the students. School trip day was held on March 16th. On the day, we walked to the forest park. In the morning, there was a kite flying competition. At noon, we had a picnic near a small lake there. After lunch, we went boating on the lake. Through these activities, we could not only develop friendship, but also feel completely relaxed. Sports Day was held on May 10th. In the morning, we ran and jumped. In the afternoon, we played interesting ball games. These activities helped us keep healthy and made us understand the spirit of teamwork. I still remember school trip day and sports day in middle school. Both of them were popular among the students. School trip day was held on March 16th. On the day, we walked to the forest park. In the morning, there was a kite flying competition. At noon, we had a picnic near a small lake there. After lunch, we went boating on the lake. Through these activities, we could not only develop friendship, but also feel completely relaxed. Sports day was held on May 10th. In the morning, we ran and jumped. In the afternoon, we played interesting ball games. These activities helped us keep healthy and made us understand the spirit of teamwork. I still remember school trip day and sports day in middle school. Both of them were popular among the students. School trip day was held on March 16th. On the day, we walked to the forest park. In the morning, there was a kite flying competition. At noon, we had a picnic near a small lake there. After lunch, we went boating on the lake. Through these activities, we could not only develop friendship, but also feel completely relaxed. Sports day was held on May 10th. In the morning, we ran and jumped. In the afternoon,
we played interesting ball games. These activities helped us keep healthy and made us understand the spirit of teamwork.
Thank you.